Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, it's Lillian, and I'm back again bringing you another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This week, I have a really lovely episode with Miss Bailey Bates, the champion of the San Angelo Stock Show and Rodeo. Bailey went 1.9 seconds three times in San Angelo and won a total of $10,217, which currently has her sitting number 15 in the world with $26,436 won. Now, this is a really fun episode, not only because I have not gotten to talk to Miss Bailey a whole lot, you know, we kind of passed each other at rodeos, but she's kind of been on the periphery a little bit. She's been in the money, she's been around, but I don't really feel like she's gotten her big spotlight moment yet. She finished number 18th in the world last year, had a fantastic season, and she's aiming even bigger this year. So you get to hear a little bit more about Bailey's background, what a huge role the INFR played in her development, and her special gelding rocket. But before we jump in, I need to give a little shout out to Roping.com. Roping.com is bringing you today's episode, and I need you to know that the ultimate streaming experience for every roper is on Roping.com. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go. All right. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Big winter rodeo win. I know that last year you were kind of approaching that top 15 and are hovering around there. So I feel like this is like a big deal to get your 2025 started like this.
Yeah, it's a good way to end the Texas swing for sure.
Yeah, because you got some checks at Fort Worth. Do you remember exactly how you did there?
Yeah, I made it back to semifinals and didn't get a time there. I ended up with 2,000. Then at Houston, I made it out with 1,000. And then at San Antonio, I missed the semifinals by $1.
Oh my gosh. You're like all these near misses.
So. Yeah, but it's also like, okay, well, I mean, this year I really seen that there it. The draws really do play a huge effect on it.
Yeah. What year pro rodeoing is this for you?
I believe my rookie year was in 21.
Okay. So you kind of been playing for a while, getting a feel for everything. But like I said, last year, it was like you really picked up and made a statement.
Last year, my horse was more seasoned and I had confidence on him, and confidence is still growing on him.
Yeah, definitely, especially with San Angelo, the consistency and everything.
Oh, yeah.
did you go to San Angelo last year?
Yeah. I broke out on one, and then I think I missed the other.
Okay, so this year you went in, you were like, going to finish off the Texas swing the best I can. Talk to me kind of about those first two runs that you made. Because you were, I mean, you came out and I think it was like the first or second day was slack and you led it like the whole way.
Yeah, I was up the first performance and the fourth performance.
Okay.
And then I didn't know what my, well, they had run that calf somewhere in one of the Texas rodeos and I got a video of it and I thought, man, this is a pretty good calf. Like he's not very super strong, and he has some life to him still. Mm-hmm. So my goal there was, okay, make sure you see his start and get it on him. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't actually shooting to be 1.9 that quick, but everything, the way that the timing worked out, I got a really good start on him that the shot just came up right there and I took it. Mm-hmm. And everything worked out. And then on the fourth, on the second run, I had Larry D's calf up in my set, and this was the fourth time that calf has been run. So I looked at the second set Matty Dearman had it and Ricky Fanning. And all the times he left strong and he stepped to the right. So I was thinking, okay, just make sure you have an aggressive start on him. Don't get left behind. And if you have that start right there, he's gonna want to go into your loop. He's gonna
Yes.
want to go right. And he did that. Yeah, he pretty much just ran right into my lane, and I just had to finish it right there. And
I love it.
my horse kind of quartered. I didn't like that, but it stopped the clock faster.
Is Rocket quartering something that he'll do sometimes, or was that kind of a freak deal?
Sometimes he does that, and I don't know. I try to. He gets to the point where he pounces in the stop, and I go home and I'll try and work on him to not do that, try to fix it. And then we were in the middle of that and got to the rodeo, and he was probably anticipating me doing whatever. Just
Mamba.
one of the trial error in the practice pin that happens.
Yeah. What do you do to keep him? You just, will you throw and then run him through it and don't stop him? Or how do you fix that?
I was trying something new. I was working with my brother, and I just strictly break a rope off him. I don't calf rope, and I think to get him back to stopping smooth, he needed that jerk, and our calves were too big to jerk down. So the only thing we can think of was he told me to step off. So I was stepping off in the practice pin before Angelo, and I must have been hitting him somewhere to where he just was anticipating to get spurred on or something, and just wanted to fade left in the cor in the stop. So then after the first and second round, I went home again, and I went to Logandale and Salina and Circuit Rodeo Kingman, and there I just made rodeo rounds, and I just made sure that like he stopped straight, and he tried to quarter with me there again, but I just bump him on the left and push him to the right, and I did that in the second round too, and I just kept carrying on with that. And I think that's something that we're just learning how to navigate like throughout the year, how to keep him solid and sound.
I think that's something that is a it's something that everyone deals with, but it's something that we don't talk about enough. Everyone says, "Oh yeah, I got to keep my horse working," but we never dive into what it actually takes to keep a horse working because they know the job as well as you guys do.
Yeah, and being on the road, going to rodeo after rodeo, you don't have every all the time to practice. And you kind of figure out how do you practice and compete at the same time to rope enough for your horse, but still be try to get a good shot.
Yeah. So when you were stepping off of him, do you think that made him straighten up because he was like, oh crap, if I'm swinging left and she's stepping off right, like it's just like the balance is weird?
No, I was trying to do that before Angelo, and he wasn't stopping like that before. Like before Angelo, I was trying to work on him not pouncing. I wanted his butt to get more into the ground. And so I stepped off him, and then it kind of like backfired because we only did that like a couple practices. And then I took off to Angelo, and then it was just in the middle of that instead of like actually wanting to get the point across of what he understood what we were doing. So that just backfired.
You were, it was half baked. You weren't done yet.
Yes, it was still moist.
Hey guys, I just need to take a quick break from today's episode to tell you a little bit about roping.com. Get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Mass. rope with legendary breakaway ropers like Larry DeGuy, Hope Thompson, and 2024 NFBR World Champion Kelsey Domer. Plus, binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship, the Patriot events, and more. Now, let's jump back into the episode. Well, sometimes moist cookies can be good. Okay, talk to me about your short round run. Were you feeling the nerves, or were you kind of just like...
Yes, I was.
Okay. How do you fight through that?
I got there a day before, and I left the house. I left the house thinking I'd get there 2 hours before the perf, and then... just being on the road and things happen. I didn't get there until when the saddle bronc was going on.
Oh my gosh. So
this was the night before. This wasn't the night that I was.
Oh, okay.
So that was my nerves there. And then I got there just in time to watch the breakaway. And then I was sitting there. I was standing there watching the start, and I was thinking, man, I don't remember the start was this quick when I was up, because this start looks super quick. But at the same time, you still have to make sure that the calf was doing something. You couldn't just go with your nod.
Yeah. Was it like an ear by?
No. It was just a little twitch. You had to make sure that he was committed to doing something.
Got it.
You had to make sure that he knew that he was going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Instead of like riding or nod and ride and before the gate even popped open.
What calf did you have on Saturday?
On Saturday, I had Cheyenne McCartney's second calf and Katie Williams' first calf. And I got a video from both of them. And that calf looked like I couldn't really tell if he was quick in the video. He looked like he was a little stronger, but I didn't know if he was like strong or just medium plus. And he stepped to the right on Katie's. I could really tell. And then I asked Cheyenne, and she's like, yeah, he kind of went right. So then that I was thinking, my mind automatically went to, okay, he's going to be like the second round calf. Mm-hmm. And then watching the short round, the first six girls go and their calves aren't strong. And I'm thinking, what's going on with the calves? This isn't the start that we seen last night. And then Cheyenne went and her calf took off. And then every calf after that, they took off.
That's so wild. Okay,
this is more of the start that I'm going to see.
Yeah, I'm glad you were later in the set.
Yeah.
It's like they needed a little bit to get warmed up to know where they were going or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting how in the beginning, the bottom six girls, their calves didn't really have a lot of, they didn't really take off. Mm-hmm. And then from Cheyenne on, I thought that the calves took off.
Yeah. How were your nerves feeling Saturday night? Because you said you were nervous when you got there, but did the kind of the cool mentality take over? Or you're still nervous?
Yeah, I think I was just thinking more of like, okay, just get one more down. You just got to be aggressive. You got to get your start. And I was just trying not to let the nerves get to me. Mm-hmm. Because it's a big difference from just catching two calves to getting the check and the average in the short round.
Yes.
So I was thinking, okay, this could be, I knew the potential of it. I knew the potential that it could have. This could really bump me in the standings, or it could be another rodeo from the Texas Swing rodeos. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, okay, just capitalize on it. Just get out there, make sure you get a good start and finish him. Mm-hmm. Finish it. And in the middle of my delivery, I was not sure if that rope was going to go over, but I just was thinking I could just follow through. And it's a good thing that I took off to Logandale and Salina, and my horse didn't quarter then in the short round. He was rating off in my delivery, and I thought he worked really good in that short round. But he wasn't quartering, so he wasn't taking away my swing. Mm-hmm. So everything just, the timing of it got on right. And then my rope was kind of shorter than the normal. Mm-hmm. And everything worked out.
I love it. Yeah, so Rocket was feeling good, broke to the pin.
and then had dropped his little quartering habit he picked up for a few runs and let you sneak it on there.
Yes.
Awesome. Your smile yes. was so big. I absolutely loved it. From the moment you were like, got the calf check, barrier check. All right, now I'm going to blast him with a smile because.
Yeah. Something about the smile, I guess.
It's exciting. Everybody, I mean, it's fun to see people win, especially when they're really pumped about it. So just makes it more special. I know you've done a lot of the INFR stuff, but how does this, I mean, you won over 10 grand in San Angelo. How does this stack up to some of the stuff you've won previously?
I think this is one of my biggest wins. I think winning on the pro level has been, and like the American level, I think those have been bigger feats for me than the INFR. But if it wasn't for the INFR, I don't think I would be able to mentally do those.
Yeah, the INFR was like the building blocks for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, what a cool organization. And then you're getting to do this. And I mean, like I said, you finished 18th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was even without a San Angelo. So it's pretty exciting.
Last year, I had a big win in Fort Worth. So I won, I think, 14 there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Angelo made up for it this year. I feel good now. I mean, and after it, like before, if Angelo didn't go how it was, I would have been nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a little bit of a confidence boost before you go out west.
Yes.
I'm excited for you. I know the Navajo Nation is excited for you. We can always count on you guys to show up when we share anything with like you or Danny. Everyone shares it and it's the best. I love reading all the comments and everything.
Huge fan base.
Okay. Run me through your rodeos coming up.
I went to Red Bluff Saturday. I crashed the barrier and then I'm up at Clovis here. I had a good start and missed one, fading left, and now I'm waiting for my second round. And I got another rodeo in Lakeside, California, and then I'll head home and then go to Guymon.
Okay. That sounds like a nice little run, but not too long at the same time. Like you're out in California for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only out here for a week and then I get to go home and have a birthday celebration with my mom and dad on Monday and then get ready to take off to Guymon again.
Oh, that's perfect. Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Good luck on your second calf.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining me on the episode with Miss Bailey Bates. I really loved it. She is such a sweet and genuine individual, and I cannot wait to see her at more rodeos throughout the summer. Special thanks again to today's sponsor, roping.com. And remember, you can join for a month or a year and watch on your computer, smartphone, or smart TV anywhere at any time. The ultimate streaming experience for every roper is on roping.com. All right, guys. See you in the next episode.